Good evening, Nightmare Society. Well, it's finally happened. No, nobody burned down my she shed. But I have prepared a Halloween special for you that will go out later this week. I'm putting today's episode out earlier than usual so I can squeeze in two episodes this week for the holiday. So keep an eye out for a double dose of the Nightmare Society this week. A lovely listener left a raving review last week, which I greatly appreciate. So thank you so much to AbbyGirl12345 for supporting the podcast with a review, and especially for getting your friends hooked as well. That's pretty killer. It's directly because of you that my show has grown. Also, thank you to the person who left a 1-star review last week. Some just can't handle the chill of a true horror story, and that is why only some of us can be a part of the Nightmare Society. A big warm thank you to user Sarcastic Lunatic, user Scully Turtle, and user Tufted Wisdom for sharing their stories tonight. Also, I would like to say hello to user Sarcastic Lunatic's mom. Hi, user Sarcastic Lunatic's mom. I hope you enjoy the show. Now, get comfy and prepare yourself for another episode of
The Nightmare Society.
Okay, so about a month ago, I had a rather strange encounter. I don't know if it would even belong here, however, this is the only place I can think that it might. Now, I'm a firm believer in the paranormal. I've had a multitude of encounters and usually am referred to as a medium, or a quote-unquote witch. So it makes sense that my life is weird. However, this takes the cake. For context, I sleep in pin curls on a regular basis. I wake up when I move onto my side in my sleep. Otherwise, I don't move. I am an extremely light sleeper, and when someone lights up my room, I wake up. So I sleep in complete darkness. I had gotten ready for bed. Pin curls in my hair since I had a bath and don't like putting heat in my hair. I do a full sweep of my room to look for my cat. No cat. So I shrug it off and go to bed. Not anything to worry about. I saw her in the house when I was putting up my pin curls. At some point in the very early morning, I wake up because I saw a light through my eyelids. At first, my groggy self thought it was just my mom trying to find a dog, but something felt off. I heard nothing. So I opened my eyes, and I am practically blinded by some light. So like any normal person, I squint to see what the heck is going on. Leaning over me are two spider-like figures. I don't know what they were doing. I don't ever care to know because I had suddenly heard
"Shut your eyes"
ringing through my head. So I did. I laid there for God knows how long. It felt like an eternity while fumbling for my journal I kept on my bed. I found it, in a really weird spot, which is strange because I never placed it anywhere different. I finally start to hear again when I pass out. I woke up the next morning with two of my pin curls undone and the pins stuck in my mouth. I cannot wrap my brain around it because I don't move in my sleep, as I previously stated. I had my journal on my chest just like I had it when I passed out, It was a quiet night for everyone else, even my mom, who's usually up and down to sort out our 5 dogs and their whining. Safe to say, I did not sleep alone for the next 2 weeks, and I don't sleep without a cat. When my girlfriend was 17 and I was 18, she lived out in the country with her parents. And when it snowed bad, we would have to park about a quarter mile away in her grandfather's driveway, as her two-wheel drive Pontiac couldn't make it through the snow or the hill on her own driveway. One night in early February, after a particularly nasty snowstorm, she was driving home and noticed an odd light in the sky. She thought nothing of it and kept on driving, eventually arriving at her grandfather's. This is when things got weird. I look down at my phone and I see I've missed about 7 consecutive calls from her. I call her back and she answered immediately in a state of panic. She was talking about how she saw a light in the sky, and even though now she was parked and her keys were out of the ignition, her dash lights, headlights, and radio were going totally haywire, and over the radio was nothing but white noise. I could hear the radio over the phone. I, of course, told her it was nothing to be worried about, probably just a battery issue. And then she got really quiet. She said she saw a figure at the end of the driveway. I again wrote it off and said it's probably just the mailbox. That's when she screamed. The figure had moved in seemingly a blink of an eye from the end of the 60-foot or so long driveway to about 30 feet away. She screamed again when she noticed now it was slowly moving towards the driver door. It got about 10 feet away from the driver door and there was a flash of light. And then it vanished. I asked her to describe the figure. She said it was roughly 7 feet tall, skinnier than any human should be, with long arms that hung down to its knees. She described the head as being almost almond-shaped, and for some reason was very adamant that it was almond and not elliptical. She got out of her car and made a break for her house, running through snow and ice while on the phone with me. She screams again. She eventually made it to her house and ran to her room. She said when she was running, there was a massive flash of light behind her, and there was a searing pain in her calf. Very freaked out, she went to bed. The next day, I messaged her in the morning and said something along the lines of, "LOL, so did you make it through the night without being abducted?" She responded with something along the lines of,
"Yeah? What do you mean?"
I told her what happened. She didn't believe me at all. She thought I was messing with her. She had and still has no recollection of the night's events. Every record, phone calls and texts, of our conversations the night before were gone from her phone. She only believed me when I screenshotted our conversation on my phone from after she hung up and sent it to her. And I showed her all the phone call records still on my phone. I remember what she told me about the burning sensation on her calf, and I told her to check it. Lo and behold, there's a really nasty red mark on it. Could this have been an alien? If it wasn't, what else could have happened? When I was about 12, my great uncle John came from Ukraine to visit us in Canada. He had a lot of stories, but this was the one that stood out. In the late 1960s, Uncle John was traveling by train from his village to another to visit family. He had to change trains at one point and was dropped off at what amounted to a platform and a hut in the middle of nowhere. There was no one else at the station, and other than a dirt road that led off into the surrounding woods, there was nothing there. He waited for some time, but no train came. It was winter and getting colder and darker, and just about the time he started worrying about a place to stay and some food to eat, an old woman appeared out of the twilight. She asked if he was waiting for such and such a train, and when he said he was, she said it wouldn't be along until the following day. She asked if he needed a bed for the night and offered him a meal and room at her house, which she said was about an hour's walk from the station. Lodging with locals was more or less the standard when traveling in this part of the USSR, and Great Uncle John wasn't looking forward to a hungry night on a cold platform, so he was glad to accept her offer. He took his suitcase and they set off together down the dark road into the forest. It was more than an hour away, more like two. And by the time they arrived at the old woman's small two-story house, John was tired and hungry. They went inside and the woman lit some oil lamps and warmed some borscht for them. It was the first time John was able to see the woman clearly, and he was a bit startled to realize that the old woman was actually a man. Not wanting to pry and too tired to care, John finished his soup and asked where he would be sleeping. She led him up the stairs to a tiny room with a window that contained a single bed and nothing else. He thanked her. They said goodnight, and she closed the door. And then she locked it, leaving him in the dark. Somewhat creeped out by this, John called to her, but she didn't answer, and he heard nothing else. Figuring he would deal with it in the morning, and that she had probably just done it by mistake, John set his suitcase down and laid on the bed, deciding to make the best of it and get some sleep. Before he could fall asleep, though, he felt the urge to go to the bathroom, and he got out of bed hoping to find a chamber pot or something he could pee in. He got onto his hands and knees and began to feel under the bed in the darkness, thinking that's where the pot would be if there was one. Instead, he found a body. "Nope," Great Uncle John said, and went right to the window to see if he could exit the room that way. The window was nailed shut. He knew that if he remained in the room, he was probably a dead man. But if he broke the window and tried to get out that way, there was a good chance that the quote-unquote old woman, and who knows who else was there, would hear him and come into the room before he could get away. So he did the only thing he could do. He pulled the body from under the bed, heaved it onto the mattress and covered it with the blanket. Then he got under the bed and waited. Sure enough, about an hour later, he heard footsteps coming slowly up the stairs and then toward the room. The lock clicked and the knob turned slowly. In the gloomy darkness, John saw someone move toward the bed. Then he heard several terrific and sickening thuds. The person had bashed the body on the bed with a large crowbar, which they then dropped onto the floor right in front of John. There was silence. Then the person went out of the room, and the door was shut again. The footsteps then went down the stairs and there was silence again. John moved out from under the bed, took the crowbar and was able to slowly pry the window open. He didn't say, but I imagine he was crapping himself the entire time. When the window was up, he threw his suitcase out, then dove through himself, not caring what was below him, only worried about what was behind. He landed without too much injury and began to run into a field behind the house towards some lights in the far distance. It turned out to be a highway with some military and transport trucks on it, and John was able to get a ride to another village where he could catch a train. He didn't bother reporting what had happened to the authorities, since at that time in the USSR, there was a distinct chance he would have been the one who got into trouble. He just thanked God he escaped and decided that the next time he traveled to visit relatives, he would take another way. Wow, those were some really terrifying stories. And great Uncle John, you are one clever man. I would love to hear your true horror story, listeners. You can send it to nightmaresocietyradio@gmail.com. And please check me out on Instagram at nightmaresocietyradio and Twitter at society_radio. If you'd like to be awesome and support the podcast, please do so by leaving a review. I would really appreciate it. Again, keep watch for the Halloween special this week. It'll be a good one. Thanks for listening. Until next time.
Shut your eyes.